Appetimus rose and stretched lazily.
We'd best go down and open the gate if we want any pie for supper. Come on, I'll race you.
Malbon Grimm's huge middle shook with laughter.
Are you talking to me, or that snail just by your footpaw? Race me, indeed. We'll soon need a hoist to get us up and down the wall stairs.
The abbot gazed ruefully at his considerable stomach.
Oh, for the days when we were Dibbons.
The two old friends linked paws and shuffled off down the broad red sandstone wall steps, chunnering away to one another.
I'll wager that snail would have beaten you easily.
Ah, you're right, Mal. We're built for comfort, not speed.
Right. And we've got the dignity of our positions to consider. Wouldn't look right a Father Abbot and a healer recorder charging about like two frantic frogs.
Wandering between vegetable patches and around through the orchard, they came out onto the front lawns. Late daffodils, blue milkwort, buttercup and pink speedwell bordered the soft green grass. Behind them, as they made their way down the gravelled path to the main gate, Redwall Abbey reared high in dusty rose-hued splendour. Arches, buttresses, bell tower, carved gables and long stained-glass windows sat square in the centre of abbey grounds and stout outer walls. Appetimus stopped a moment, turning to cast a fond eye over the ancient structure, then gripped his friend's paw a little firmer and sighed.
I love our abbey, Mal. Sometimes I get up early just to look at it in dawn's light. There's no place like it, is there?
Malbon patted his paw fondly.
No place at all, App. We're lucky to be living here. Very lucky.
Between them, the two mice lifted the wooden gate lock bar amid ribald calls outside from the Red Wallers.
Open up, or we'll scuff all these berries.
Quick, before we starve to death.
You never starving to death with your gird stomach like that, honey, sir.
Take a look at yourself, old fatty chops.
The huge oaken doors swung open. Appetimus and Malbon jumped smartly aside as the abbey creatures poured in. Squirrels, mice, moles, hedgehogs, some shrews, three otters, even a large old female hare. All of them carried some form of basket, pail or trug, laden with ripe whortleberries. Abbey babes, or Dibbons as they were called, had their paws and faces liberally stained with the purplish-blue juice. The abbot shook his head in mock severity at a mole child, who was stained from top to tail.
"Deary me, Master Ruggum, you look as if you've had a busy day."
Ruggum explained in curious mole speech.
"We were doing girtly well, sir, till he rascal Bickle pushed oi into wee basket of berries, but oi etted my way out of them."
Bickle, a tiny squirrel with a huge bushy tail, tried hard to look the picture of innocence as she defended herself.
"Father Abbot, Ruggum pulled me tail, so I chased him and he fell into the berries hisself, by Askedent."
Appetimus could not hide a smile as he replied.
"By Askedent? Goodness me, that Ruggum's always having Askedents. What do you say, Mem Flackery?"